Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Changing gears. Something that I find astounding, but not surprising. Because I go to games and I hear the ignorant parents and the ridiculous fans and their obnoxious behavior. And then I know men, mostly men, I don't know if I've known any female refs, how little they get paid, how much time it takes, and how they get treated. So Mike White, who's the best in the business, does a piece today and says there's a dearth of referees, and I'm not shocked, but I wanted to talk to Mike about this because this is kind of a reflection of what's happening in high school sports. And it's kind of disheartening. Mike, good morning, sir.
Hi, Marty. Pleasure to be with you.
This is the first. Mike White, the legendary Mike White on this show. Welcome.
Come on.
He's absolutely the most talented sports reporter personality I've ever heard in my life. I'm not kidding, Mike. How do you know all this stuff?
Come on, Marty. Come on.
How do you know all this stuff?
Well, I don't know. I live around here. I grew up around here. I'm involved. I even coached at the junior high, the ninth grade level, basketball, been involved in sports. So I see this stuff and talking to a lot of people, and I know this has been a problem. So I decided to do a story on it, let people know about it. And maybe it would help recruit some officials. Maybe it would even help to settle some people down, but probably not.
So Mike, what are you saying? Kind of lay it out for people the way you did in that piece, which is in the PG today, which is astounding and a bit disturbing. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, there's a shortage of officials in all sports, Marty, not just here in Western Pennsylvania, but across the state and nationally.
Right.
It's a problem. People just don't want to officiate sports as much as they do. And the old guard who has been around for years, they're getting out of it, and there's not enough young people getting into it. And the reasons are a few, but the main reason is abuse they take from mostly fans and some from coaches. I've seen it. It's ridiculous. Mostly parents, but it's becoming a problem because there's certain sports, Marty, that are having less officials than others. But, you know, some games are getting canceled.
Wow.
Because the officials aren't available. And it's really there's even talk of football in the future, maybe non-conference games, move them to a Thursday or Saturday because more officials will be available.
Hey Mike, I've watched.
The other problem, real quick.
No, go ahead.
At the younger levels, JV, freshman, middle school sports, there is a real dearth of officials there. I just know it from Western PA. And one of the reasons is because those games, a lot of times, are at 3:30 after school, 4 o'clock, and people just aren't available, and they don't want to make themselves available. So that's the thing in a nutshell, and it's a problem.
Mike, does pay have anything to do with it as well?
You know, Marty, I've talked to officials and even talked to a couple athletic directors, director of official associations. It might be because some people might say, I don't really, you go officiate a youth basketball game, fifth and sixth grade, you still might get $35,
yeah.
But is it worth the hassle?
Hmm.
But on the other hand, I put in there class 5 and 6A, 7th and 8th grade basketball games, usually double headers, you get $45 a game. That's $90, and you're probably working, 2.5 hours.
So, Mike.
It's not bad.
So, Mike, my son plays flag football, and, I mean, it's kind of this innocent, kind of ridiculous, kind of spinning around and falling on the ground routine. And I sit there in the chair. I'm not one of those verbal parents. And, Mike, I went to Central Catholic, and that's a football mecca. My father, I played with Dan Marino, so I played with Sal Sincere. I played with some jocks. And I could tell you in my entire career, I never heard a parent go off. I just didn't, Mike. When did the shift in culture happen? When did parents start going off the rails, brother?
Well, you know, I played sports when I was younger too, Marty, and I still remember parents, you know, being a little ridiculous back then.
Oh.
Not to the extent now. I'd say it's gotten much worse, and it's just the way our society is of with parents and their kids mainly, and coaches too. But I'd say the last 25 years, you know, and it's really increased in the last 10 to 15. I mean, we hear stories all the time across the country. You know, the assistant director of PIAA told me a fan came out of the stands at a junior high wrestling match last year in Pennsylvania and punched an official three times. You know, that never happened years ago. But people just feel like now I think it's a reflection of society the way it is someone today.
It's almost as if the folks who are the jag-offs on social media are now the jag-offs at the football games. No, really, Mike.
True. But, Marty, I still go back to a lot of it as parents. And when their kids are involved, they just – it's just tunnel vision.
No, he's right.
That's the most thing. The average fan, I don't think if the average fan is at a high school game, they're not as bad, anywhere near as bad as the parents. And
I agree.
You know, there's some sports are worse than others. Basketball's absurd because there's a lot of calls. Every call – one side or the other is complaining.
So I see it at the games, and I think all these parents, because their kid hits the baseball, think, and I don't know when this happened either, they think they're somehow going to be jocks at Penn State. That happened a lot since I was growing up. No one thought that, other than, of course, Dan Marino's parents and Sal Sinceri's. But other than that, I didn't see that. When did mom and dad all of a sudden think all their kids were gods on the field?
Well, I've said this for years to myself, Marty, and I truly believe this. What I've seen coaching youth sports and doing this job,
yeah.
I think one of the biggest problems in youth sports is too many of the parents are just worried about that college scholarship.
Yep.
And they think about it when they're young.
Yep.
And it's not about playing to learn things and just have fun and be competitive and learn to be a bad dude of just wanting to do well and enjoying the teammates. It's been about, I got to get that college scholarship. And for some people, they do need that.
Yeah.
But it distorts people's thinking, distorts how they act towards other people because they always have that on their mind.
No, you're right. Hey, Mike, can you hang for a few minutes?
Sure.
I'll tell you what else I see. I see these parents who somehow They'll grab a sport and say, hey, no one's playing field hockey. You can get a field hockey scholarship. And then they push their kid into field hockey even though they don't want to play field hockey. Who gives a damn? Go out and have fun. And if you're not having fun, bring them home, man. Man. AAA Traffic brought to you by Bowser, Chevrolet in Beaver Falls and Monroeville. Hey, Kath. No one wants to ref games because they don't want to take crap. My kids, I have three of them. One of them is a ballerina. We don't yell at ballet events. My daughter, Chloe, is a naturally gifted athlete. She is, but I'm not a screamer, and my wife's not a screamer. We sit there. Other parents do. And my son is just like I was, a complete doofus. And so all I do is laugh. I cover my mouth, though, so he doesn't see me laugh. Mike White, who is a legendary sports writer and reporter for the PG, the best I've ever heard. I'm serious. I've been all over the country. This is kind of distressing, Mike. There'll become a day where there won't be any refs left, right?
Well, I don't know if we're going to get to that point, Marty. I will give the PIAA and WPIL and some other, even the National Federation of High School Associations, they're making an effort, a push to recruit officials to get younger people involved, which I put in the story. Mike McConnell, who's a Division I women's basketball official, ref the Final Four a couple years ago. He's going to start a program this spring to get younger kids who aren't 18 yet to teach them reffing and maybe get them involved in things in the offseason.
Nice.
The PIAA has done public service announcements to recruit things. They've sent out posters that schools put up at their schools. Heck, I put in the story, North Hills even has a class about coaching principals and officiating that will help you take the officiating test to get younger people involved.
Yeah, but Mike, there's no one telling the parents to shut the hell up.
You're right. But, Marty, and the reason, you know, and I put in the story, too, and I truly believe the problem starts with those parents and that in the youth leagues.
It does.
Because there's no athletic director there, and there's no telling them, hey, shut up, or you're going to get thrown out. So they feel they have license. It's the way society is nowadays. The filter is lost from a lot of people. They think they can say and do whatever they want.
Well, Mike White, it's a pleasure, my man. You're the best. Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.